这周影评的对象是科幻电影，他导演 Spike Jones 是我很喜欢的，很多年前看过他的《傀儡人生》，虽然剧本并不是他写的，但最终电影的完成度很高，也反映了他与众不同的趣味。不过令我惊讶的是，他还参与了电影《蠢蛋搞怪秀》，听名字就知道是个搞笑的片子。虽然我还没有看过，但是有同事一直向我推荐，说特别贱，要我一定要去看看，增强一下自我修养。
The point is to get there first, because then you get extra perfect mom points because the other moms then know you're a perfect mom.
Okay.
And then, yeah. Oh, did you bring cupcakes? You did. You're a class mom. Good job.
这次这部电影，他是他自己写的剧本，拿到了今年奥斯卡的最佳原创剧本奖，所以故事必然是很有看头的。虽然主题是科幻界很老套的人类与人工智能的关系，但他这次是从感情的角度切入，比那个比尔史密斯的那一部 iRobot 更加有深度一点。
Walk forward and stop and sneeze.
Achoo!
Bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, turn to your right, turn to your right. Stop. Now spin around. Keep going.
片中 Scarlett Johansson 的声音那简直是 perfect， 那种在你耳边呢喃的温情仿佛可以融化一切音域，让时间停滞，让呼吸停止，都来倾听她的柔情，所以一定要去看她，去听她，去欣赏导演 Spike Jones 的那个她。
Mr. Theodore Twombly, welcome to the world's first artificially intelligent operating system, OS1. We'd like to ask you a few basic questions before the operating system is initiated. This will help create an OS to best fit your needs.
Okay.
I like director and actor Spike Jones. His 1999 movie Being John Malkovich is on the list of some pretty thought-provoking films that I would offer to sober movie fans, while the Jackass franchise, which he had a hand in writing, is a favorite of one of my colleagues, who always takes it upon himself to cheer people up.The true talent and versatility in Spike Jones have surprised us again and again, and his latest offering is his 2013 science fiction and romantic film, Her.
I was listening to what you were saying, but simultaneously I could feel the weight of my body, and I was even fantasizing that I had an itch on my back, and I imagined that you scratched it for me. Oh, God, this is so embarrassing.
Well, there's a lot more to you than I thought. I mean, there's a lot going on in there.
I know, I'm...becoming much more than what they programmed.
Like Being John Malkovich, the Oscar-winning Her is full of hidden messages not immediately fathomable. It follows a divorced man who develops a relationship with an intelligent computer operating system who calls itself Samantha and has a beautiful voice supplied by Scarlett Johansson. The OS Samantha starts by learning and imitating human emotions and eventually evolves into an intelligent being.In the same process, the extraordinary couple's relationship also goes through ups and downs.
You're the one that's being selfish. We're in a relationship.
But the heart's not like a box that gets filled up. It expands in size the more you love. I'm different from you. This doesn't make me love you any less. It actually makes me love you more.
The story explores a brilliant idea not infrequently repeated in science fiction. I'm sure there is at least one Japanese or South Korean film that centers on human-AI romance, but I'm not sure their screenwriters have included the computer's unlimited learning abilities in the equation. Spike Jones' screenplay challenges viewers to deliberate on the future of human-AI relations under this premise, and the conclusion is not so cheerful.
I caught myself feeling proud of that, you know, proud of having my own feelings about the world, like the times I was worried about you, and things that hurt me, things I want, and then I had this terrible thought, like, are these feelings even real, or are they just programming?
But that's only because the prospect of mankind isn't cheerful, according to the director/screenwriter. A large proportion of the population in the story is spiritually cooped up in virtual reality. The monotonous coloring almost everywhere in the setting suggests people no longer pay attention to the physical world, and they don't seem to know how to express their feelings other than reading love letters published for sale by professional writers like our lead character.
You're dating your computer?
No, she's not just a computer. She's her own person.
But it does make me very sad that you can't handle real emotions, Theodore.
They are real emotions. What I was trying to say...
You always wanted to have a wife without the challenges of actually dealing with anything real. I'm glad that you found someone. It's perfect.
This forms a sharp contrast to the intelligent operating systems that are good at learning, feeling, and expressing. Scarlett Johansson's voice gives much dimension, variety, and emotions to the computer AI that it sounds much more human than its human users and lover, and such is the regrettable future that the director has envisioned for us. Her is a fair warning to humans' inability to feel and express and handle real emotions, as well as the irresistible sense of solitude brought on by an increasing addiction to a digitalized life. Lead actor Joaquin Phoenix and story writer Spike Jonze have skillfully convinced us about the malaise, but the cure is not likely to be found anywhere in the modern world.